You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Parents and teachers in a village near Harrogate are calling for a new pedestrian crossing. They say taking their children to and from school in Killinghall is becoming more dangerous by the day. County Councillor Don McKenzie has been telling us how the council is planning to address the problem.
I've had many communications from parents at Killinghall School, which currently is being extended. They're having two additional classrooms built. They received planning permission for that several months ago. Part of the planning permission, the condition of it, was that an improved means of crossing the B6161 Otley Road should be provided. And this is something I've discussed at considerable length with my executive colleague at North Yorkshire County Council, who is a local member for Killinghall, Councillor Michael Harrison. At the moment, the recommendation from the County Council's highways consultant is that the best solution there is for a pedestrian refuge in the road and not a crossing, whether zebra or a traffic light controlled crossing. This is, after all, a crossing which will be used only for fairly short periods of the day, mainly at the start and end of the school day, possibly at lunchtime too. In other words, for all the rest of the day, it would be relatively underused. As always, there are various considerations to take into balance here. The best solution of all would be, of course, the traditional lollipop man or lollipop lady. And we have tried, and I know the school has also tried, to recruit a new person for that duty. But in common with many other parts of the country, it is very difficult to recruit people to the position of a crossing patrol attendant, simply because the hours are relatively short therefore the pay is not particularly high. So that is the situation we're in. At the moment, we don't have the option of a person to cover that duty for us. The recommendation is for a refuge, probably with railings, to protect the person crossing the road. And it is not for a traffic light control crossing or a zebra crossing. But at this stage, we're still considering the matter, because we know that there have been one or two road traffic accidents along that road recently, not involving personal injury, but down to, I think I'm safe in saying, some pretty inconsiderate and reckless driving.
The parents we've been speaking to are naturally concerned that there could be an accident, and they don't want it to take an accident for something to be done there.
No, I understand what parents are saying. Obviously, when we look at various traffic calming measures or other interventions like crossings, we do look at the accident history of that particular section of road or particular junction. And as far as the B6161 is concerned, I'm not aware of any incidents of personal injury. And I know parents will say, what does it take to build a crossing? Does it take someone to be run over? Well, no, that is not the way we look at it. But nevertheless, the safety of a particular road is often best described by the accident record of that road. And as far as the B6161 is concerned, as far as personal injuries is concerned, there have been very, very few accidents indeed in recent years.
So you're still considering all the options at the moment? It's no final decision's been made as yet?
No final decision has been made as yet. Killinghall has been subject to many, many planning applications, and several planning permissions have been granted. It is a village which is growing in size. It is also a village that's seeing more through traffic. Of course, we did several years ago introduce a weight limit on the B6161 Otley Road through the village, which has taken all heavy goods vehicles off that road. But nevertheless, the growth in passenger cars, in ordinary cars, has grown and will continue to grow as more houses are built.